Seize the moment. Make it happen. The power lies in your power to choose what your life is about. So he takes them into their secret life, and for a few seconds, you can feel the stillness, and it bequeaths its energy into them, and it begins a process. This process continues, but unfortunately, because principle-centered leadership was not at the core of the entire institution, when a tragedy occurred, the whole culture essentially turned on him and scapegoated against him as the cause of the tragedy, because its fundamental paradigm needed to remain intact. And that's why it's important that principle-centered leadership goes out into the way the organization does its structuring and its systems, so that those two are in harmony with the principles contained in the seven habits. The principles of win-win, of empathic communication, and synergistic problem-solving. The principles of the organization or the family taking responsibility to decide what it's about and then to organize itself around those priorities. I encourage getting back into the Seven Habits book and studying it some more. I encourage sharing it with other people, teaching it to your loved ones, teaching it to your work associates. I encourage the awareness that these seven habits represent an ecosystem, that they are all interrelated, and at higher and higher levels, their content changes and their character remains the same. I encourage being patient and kind to oneself in this process, but realizing understanding this intellectually does not make it happen. I can't do 20 push-ups because I understand the technique of how to do it. I have to pay the price. We have the power inside ourselves to do it. I agree with the great French philosopher who said, "We are not human beings having a spiritual experience.